details on the new member for a state board. Despite some gains, Oklahoma still has a big prison population and a federal boost for Oklahoma City's transit upgrades. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, January 14th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission has a new member. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports former Secretary of State Brian Bingman was sworn in Monday.
Bingman joins Kim David and Todd Hyatt in the body that governs oil and gas, utilities, and transportation, and replaces Bob Anthony, who served in the role for 36 years. Bingman was elected to the City Commission of Sepulpa in the 1990s and later served as the city's mayor. He represented District 30 in the Oklahoma House of Representatives and then was voted into the state Senate. His latest role was the Secretary of State under Governor Kevin Stitt. Bingman has a degree in petroleum land management from the University of Oklahoma, and the new commissioner was accompanied by his family and told a crowd in the Capitol's Supreme Court ceremonial room, the commission has, quote, a lot of challenges, and he's ready to move Oklahoma forward. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Federal data show Oklahoma has the fourth highest imprisonment rate among the nation's 50 states. Robbie Korth reports on the latest numbers.
Oklahoma reduced its prison population by almost 3% throughout 2023 per data compiled by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. It was one of just a dozen states to see a population decline. Nonprofit newsroom Oklahoma Watch reports the number of incarcerated Oklahomans per capita is actually the lowest it's been in decades. At its height in 2018, Oklahoma had more than 27,000 people behind bars and the nation's highest incarceration rate. Oklahoma still has a long way to go compared to the rest of the country. Only Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas have higher imprisonment rates. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Some state lawmakers are calling for legislative action to address problems in the Oklahoma County Jail. We get details from Sam Moore with News Gurus.
Democratic Representative Jason Lowe and Democratic Senator Nikki Nice, both of Oklahoma City, are responding to the recent extremely critical State Health Department report on conditions at the jail. Lowe says lawmakers need to act.
Something needs to be done. We have work to do. Lives are at stake. So I call for the legislature to get involved.
Lowe and Nice believe that if terrible conditions exist in the Oklahoma County Jail, then they probably exist in other state jails, and therefore state action is needed. Lowe is running for a seat on the Oklahoma County Commission, which runs the jail. I'm Sam Moore at News Gurus for KGOU.
As Oklahoma City makes large-scale improvements to its Embark public transit system, it now has $19.5 million in federal funds to help. Grayson Wheeler has more.
The funds will be used to improve hundreds of bus stops, build 10 miles of accessible sidewalks, and provide pedestrian infrastructure like curb ramps and walk signals. The bus stops will get amenities like better weather shelters, bike racks, security lights, and trash cans. The money comes from the federal Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity program. It's on top of $97 million the city has already approved for transit projects through MAPS 4. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt thanked U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg in a post on social media, saying public transit in the city, quote, continues to relentlessly improve. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.